I love TechCrunch. Anytime we can get someone from them on to talk about anything, it's a great opportunity. They do great work. And this headline, Meta inking a deal for solar power at night beamed from space, certainly caught mine and Iridian's eye. The lead from Tim Fernholz is the race to secure electricity for AI models has reached new heights. Well done. Meta has signed an agreement with the startup Overview Energy that could see a thousand satellite beam infrared, see a thousand satellites beam infrared light to solar farms that power data centers at night. This is fascinating. It's well written too. Tim Fernholz joining us right now. Tim, welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for the kind words.
Yeah, I mean, you hooked me on in here with this lead. First of all, just talk about the need that Meta has for power. Why would they need to go to such extreme heights, literally, to power what they're doing?
Well, Meta, which is the company that runs Facebook, among other things, is a big player in the artificial intelligence world. And in today's world of artificial intelligence, that means having big data centers, huge buildings full of computers that do all the work behind AI models. And the more you want to do with that, and they want to do a lot with them, the more processing they have to do and the more power that takes. And so there's a huge race on to build more data centers and to figure out new ways to power them.
Tim, that is a debate that is raging in our area right now. Here in the Great Lakes, we have a lot of water that helps out these data centers and these energy creation centers. And a lot of townships are now debating in our area whether they should build these big centers and take the tax dollars or take the dollars from Meta or other places. So this really hits on something. But Meta has just inked a deal that does this unique thing. Can you explain how the heck you get solar power at night through Overview Energy?
I can, or I can at least tell you what they're trying to do. So as your listeners know, yeah, there's a lot of controversy about where this power is going to come from and who's going to pay for it. One thing that Meta is doing, and a lot of other companies are too, is investing in big industrial-scale solar farms, so solar panels covering many kilometers to generate power, at least without a lot of pollution and without tapping into, you know, existing power plants and making other people's bills go up. But obviously, everybody knows solar power, it doesn't work at night because there's no sun. But there is an interesting potential solution, which is if you have satellites in space, they can be far enough away from the Earth to get sunlight on their solar panels and generate energy up there. And there have been various ideas about, well, how do we bring it back down to Earth using lasers, using microwave beams, if you can imagine, you know, there's a lot of challenges with that.
Yeah.
But the folks at Overview Energy are like, well, if there are already solar panels on the ground, we can beam infrared light made from solar power in space, and that can actually power solar panels on Earth. And they say, and it seems so far, it's safe and it's not going to, you know, set anything on fire or take an airplane out of the sky or something.
So the infrared light is powerful enough to essentially shine onto the solar panels on Earth and do what, the same job or a percentage of the job that direct sunlight does during the daytime?
Pretty much exactly that.
Is this proven technology or is this, we think this will work?
Well, so we know that you can point different spectrum of light. So you can point non-visible light at solar panels and they will generate power. And in fact, you can sort of make the panel special or make the frequency of the light special so it works really well. And this company has tested their technology from an airplane. So at least they can say they can do it with infrared light from an airplane pointed at a solar panel down below. And so the next thing they're going to do is put up a satellite in early 2028 and try to show they can do it from there.
I imagine that what the satellite then would have to be kind of locked to the Earth's rotation to power up, or maybe I guess they could have a bunch of them at a different angle. The satellite points to the angle of the sun or something, and then it absorbs as much as it can and shoots it back down to where it's supposed to. I mean, I guess this seems so, it's not simple. I'm sure it's completely complex. Then I start to wonder, Tim, are we on the cusp of a big solution in energy needs in general with this?
I mean, certainly if it works, you can see it being applied in a lot of different ways. There's a huge boom in solar construction right now, and being able to use it at night would definitely be a big return on investment. The question kind of is it going to be cheaper to launch a lot of these satellites and operate them, or cheaper maybe to build batteries and store power during the day? That's sort of the economic question that is going to play out with these systems.
Well, that's a great point. Yeah, don't solar panels, like if I have one for my house, it stores it into a battery to use during the rest of the time. Is it just not feasible with these giant farms to have each of them have a battery or have a battery center to be able to store the stuff overnight, that you would actually still need a source of light from space or the sky to be able to do it? Explain why we even need it at night if we could store it in a battery.
Well, batteries are still expensive, and batteries also require a lot of chemicals, some of which for the more advanced batteries are controlled by China, or, you know, require a lot of polluting mining to obtain. And it also requires, when you're doing that, maybe to build more solar panels than you need, so you can still fulfill your daily obligations while saving up that extra power at night. So there are wrinkles there, and it just sort of remains to be seen, one, how cheap these satellites are going to be and how efficient they'll be. So we think they can deliver power. How much power and whether that's going to be economical at the end of the day, we'll have to see when this company gets going.
This is fascinating. Had there been any discussions, and maybe you've covered this in other things, about just how much stuff we have already up there flying around? We've like quadrupled the number of satellites, or some astronomical number, in the last 5 to 15 years. Don't quote me on that, Tim. You probably have a better idea than I do. Over half the satellites in space at one point were owned by Elon Musk. Is there room in space for something like this?
Well, you're not wrong directionally. We've seen a huge boom in satellites in the last decade. There's way more spacecraft up there now than there were 10 years ago. And people are concerned about potential collisions and debris and things like that. But right now, there is a lot of room in space, and we have some margin to figure this out. But people in academia and government are looking at the trends and saying, we need, one, like a better understanding of where everything is, and more traffic management and coordination so that people don't smash their satellites into each other, because it's only going to get more complex and more crowded in the years ahead.
Makes sense. Tim, anything else you want to add to this one, or did we cover it all pretty well?
I think we covered it, but I am glad we had a chance to talk space solar power.
Oh, man. Anytime, Tim. I'm serious. I'm so interested in this stuff, and it would be cool to see if this is the future. TechCrunch.com. You guys have a lot of great stuff there. Tim, take care, okay?
Thank you. Have a great night.